Welcome to the Pageant Masterclass, How to Win a Pageant. I'm Ashley Williams-Allen. Let's get started. You guys, I am so excited because today we have with us Shelley Bromhaw. You might recognize her from the Netflix series America's Sweethearts because she is one of the choreographers for the Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders, or as she calls them, DCC. She was also a Cowboys cheerleader herself. We recently judged a pageant together, and I just so enjoyed getting to know her. She's so much fun and such a straight shooter. I'm really excited to talk to her today because she has a wealth of knowledge for you. She's a former pageant director. She's an esteemed pageant judge. She's competed herself, and her daughter has competed in a pageant. So she has wisdom from all angles. Shelley, I'm so glad you're here. There's so much I want to talk to you about. But to get started, let's talk about your background in dance and choreographing with DCC.
This is fun. Okay, so I grew up dancing. My mom, I was put into dance when I was about 2.5. And so I took that class and I never stopped. All the way through college, I've just never stopped dancing. I moved into choreography when I was about 18. I actually really dove into teaching my first year that I was on DCC. And I've, from that point, I really never stopped teaching classes and choreographing.
Gosh, it is so incredible that you've been able to pursue your dream and passion as a career, and especially with Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders. I mean, what an incredible organization to be a part of. Okay, so tell me about your background in pageants.
Pageants, my mom put me in a pageant when I was 9. So it was the Little Miss program that I think eventually fed into the Miss America system. My mom thought that would be a good way to show my talent. And I won, and I hated every minute of it. And I told my mom, I do not want to do this. Like, I got my little title. I have my little crown. It's still at my parents' house with my sash. But it just wasn't a thing that even interested me at all.
That's amazing. So hated it, and then no other personal interest in pageants until your daughter started competing, right?
While she was competing, that really started my interest in the whole workings of locals and state. So about 1.5 years later, I became a local director. And I had 2 titles with my friend. We were co-executive directors, and we had those titles for 2 years. And then it was the following year that I got asked to judge a local. And I was like, oh, fun. This is a different side. So I did that. I've judged, 4 or 5 locals. And then 2 years ago, I got asked to judge Arkansas. And I was like, oh, state, this is very different.
It is very different, especially from the perspective of a judge. That's why I'm so excited to talk to you today, because you really have seen every facet of pageants. And I know for me, after I stopped competing and was able to start judging, I could not believe the perspective shift once I became a judge. Okay, so from your perspective, having seen all sides, what advice would you give a contestant?
Gosh, I think I've been in different situations where I know girls have coaches. And because I'm a coach, but in a different way, I can tell. So I kind of just want to know the real girl. It's great that you have a platform, but I want to know that you're really passionate about it and not that you have talking points. I don't want to know the painted version of who you think the judges want to see. I want to know who you are behind the makeup, behind the hair, behind, all the glam. So I would say to be informed, but also be real, just very real with your answers.
Yes. It's like you're saying, when they are so stuck on their talking points, or they're so trapped in the feeling that they have to give the right answer, you don't get a sense of who they really are.
Right. It's so mechanical at that point. And I really wish girls would just come in and feel like they can just have a conversation, like off of one question. Let's just have a conversation, but not be mechanical in, I need to get this point across and this point across and this point across. But it's almost like they have an outline in their head of their answers. If I get asked this, then I've got, here's my setup, and then here's my bullet points.
Yes, it's not about bullet points. It's about being real. which I think translates outside of pageants and into the real world. So for example, when you're auditioning for DCC, are you guys looking for that same realness and authenticity?
I think it really does boil down to just bringing your true self to the table, or, you know, for DCC, bringing your true self to the dance floor. And I think DCC and for sure the Miss America system are so similar, which is also another reason why I was so intrigued by it, because they both have a foundation of community and building women up and talent and poise and all the things. So they're very, very similar. And I've always been pulled and drawn to that for both systems. But set yourself apart by not being afraid to just be true to who you are and what you're bringing to the table. Just be you. You do you. Don't worry about anybody else. Yeah. Don't worry about anybody else. I mean, if you're trying to make a team or if you're trying to win a crown, I think being the best version of you that you could possibly be is a win-win all the time.
Shelly, truly, every person I've interviewed has given this same advice. I really hope contestants take it to heart, because trying to be what you think the judges want just is not the answer. It's when we see someone's honest personality shine through that it makes us really lean in. Okay, I want to pivot to talent, because you are such a valuable resource there. And I think it's important for contestants to remember that someone with your excellence and expertise could easily be sitting on their panel. And I love that you are such a straight shooter. So what advice would you give when it comes to talent?
Well, I'm usually not very politically correct. I'm like, girl, watch yourself, watch talent, watch a high level quality talent, and then watch something else and figure out where you fit in between. Don't try things that you are not used to doing because somebody told you to. Don't try to sing a song if you've never sung all by yourself on a stage with an audience full of people. It's not usually going to work out that well for you.
Yes. And to me, I feel like it's important for contestants to understand that from a judge's perspective, we're not asking ourselves, is this talent good? But also, is this talent competitive at a national level?
Right. Well, and I think is your talent entertaining as well? It needs to be entertaining and competitive. And if it can entertain every person in the audience, is it competitive and is it entertaining for the mass?
Yes. And in order to ensure that it's competitive and entertaining to the masses, it's so important to get wise and discerning advice, because you might sing in your local choir or perform at a local theater, but it is so crucial that you find someone with professional knowledge of your talent and ask for their feedback.
For sure.
So I love to give contestants practical advice. So do you think there are local resources girls can lean on for help that aren't extremely expensive?
I definitely think there are, for sure. I know I've choreographed and tweaked people's dances for years. And of course, I always go into it from a different point of view, like, because I'm trained and I do choreograph, and I also judge dance competitions, and I've been in the pageant world too. And I know that most of the panel judges usually don't have a dance background. So they are more impressed with very tricky things, like, oh my gosh, I can't believe she did that. That was so amazing. So sometimes it's about her entertainment value. So I definitely think there's probably resources out there. If you're going to seek advice, listen to it, because usually the advice that you're seeking isn't going to just tell you, oh, you're great because of this. I mean, I'm not like that. If you're coming to me for something, I'm going to tell you, I think you need to do X, Y, and Z, and here's why, and then let's move forward. So if you're going to seek advice, listen.
Yes. Okay. So speaking of advice, something I would love to do is get your advice on each area of pageantry. So what would be your advice for headshots?
Not too made up, natural, and not too posed.
Okay. Every judge I've talked to always says the same thing. So why do you think it is that girls don't listen to this advice? Because so many of these headshots are just retouched to death.
I think there is a stereotypical pageant picture. I can tell you that when I was a director, once we had our title holders, they were always asking for this one photographer. And I was like, why? Like, why do you want him? He does everybody and everybody looks the same. Like, why wouldn't you want to stand out? In both years, I managed to talk everybody into other people that I knew. Because, you know, cheerleaders were always taking headshots. We have all kinds of photographers. So I wanted to use those resources because they always make the girls look great. And I had other makeup artists that I knew. And lo and behold, some of our girls won, you know, the photo, you know, when they could enter their most beautiful, their picture. My girls won because they looked real. They were just, I don't know why they won't listen. I think they just get stuck. They just get stuck and they're too afraid to step outside of the box.
I know. Well, hopefully someone will listen to this and be brave enough to step outside of the box and choose a beautiful headshot that truly looks like them, because we can tell you as judges, that's what we're drawn to. Okay, let's talk about the application or bio. What would be your advice there?
I would say in your bio, not to make it too wordy. Just, you probably really should make an outline at that point and then fill it in, but not with AI, because those always, I think I can tell when those we get those. I'm like, this was AI. But what do you want people to know about you that there are, that's truly important to you to get across? Put that in your outline and then form your, you know, your paragraph or your two paragraphs about your bio. Just make it real, not too wordy, just real.
Yes, because it's the jumping off point for their interview.
Exactly. When we're like, we all get our books and we can read through all the candidates and I'll read their bio, highlight a couple things, and then maybe something in their platform, or sometimes I'll highlight, you know, just the random things like, I ran a 5K. Well, tell us about that, you know, just because I think that's also where you get better insight into who they are when you're not asking about their bio or their platform. You can kind of dive into these other things. I mean, keep it real and concise and to the point.
Yes. Okay. So what about interview? What's your advice?
Same thing. Be you.
Yes. I hope the takeaway for contestants is that they truly understand that as judges, we are really trying to get a sense of who you are. Okay. I do have one question. From your perspective, is there a difference between teen and miss when it comes to interview?
I don't think so. I don't think that the interview is any different. I do think that it's important for both groups to be engaging and be able to hold a conversation. Like, you don't want to be pulling things out of the girls. I know for a lot of people, and even myself growing up, dance was my expression. So talking to people wasn't always very easy until I made DCC, because a lot of times you're thrown with a microphone in front of you and you have to be able to answer. And it was like you were learning on the spot, but just being able to have a conversation and be as engaged with what they're saying to you as you are relaying your answer to them. It goes both ways. Yeah. You have to be interested in what people are asking you, you know?
Oh, I love that. I've never heard it put that way, but I think it's so wise because it should truly feel like a genuine conversation, and a conversation is reciprocal. So for a contestant, it is so important to be interested in the judges and how they're trying to engage with you. Okay. What about fitness or swimsuit?
I mean, fitness for everybody is very different. I think if you're comfortable in your own skin. Now, when it was swimsuit, I did view it a little differently. And once they changed it to fitness, I was like, you know what? Fitness is different for everybody. When you can be completely comfortable with who you are and the body that you were given, and you're healthy for you, I think that's great. And I actually think that shows through. I think that shows through in your confidence and walking across the stage and what you're wearing. If you're not comfortable with how you look and feel, that comes across just as much as it does when you're super confident.
I couldn't agree more. You know, interestingly, my first year at Miss South Carolina USA, I was first runner up, and I knew there were a couple of areas where I needed improvement, and one of them was swimsuit. And it wasn't that I needed to lose weight, it was that I needed to be confident in my body. So for a full year, I got on a really aggressive workout schedule, and when I showed up to compete the next year, I was fit. But more than anything, I felt fit, and that really translated on stage. So I totally agree with you. It is so much about how a girl carries herself and whether or not she's confident in who she is. Okay, what about evening gown?
See, now I think evening gown for teen has been pushing the limit. I think if you're a teen, you should still look like a teen in your evening gown. You don't need a slit up to your hip bone, nothing too revealing in the center. I think if you're a teen, you really need to think about that when you're going to buy evening gowns. For miss, I also don't want to see anything that's like super revealing, but I don't mind a little bit of more leg or a little lower back or a little long line in the, you know, cleavage area. But yeah, for the most part, I would say teens need to look teens. Like, just be mindful of what you're buying, because I think we did see a few teen evening gowns that I was like, oh, I'm not sure that I would have put that on a 15 or 16 year old.
One thing I would say when you mentioned a dress not being too revealing, I wonder if it's that the girls haven't looked at their dresses from all angles. Because as judges, we are typically seated kind of underneath them, and maybe they don't realize the way that slit is working out or the way the top of their dress hangs from a judge's angle. You know, when you're doing a pageant stance in a mirror, you're not seeing the full picture of what the judges are seeing.
Yeah. Like when you walk, have you really walked a runway in it? Or are you just in a dress shop and you've walked 5 feet? A director should be looking at it from a judge's point of view. Like, is this going to make her look too old? If we're talking about teens, is it going to make her look too old? Is it too revealing? And is it flattering? Flattering for teen and miss. Like, is it flattering on their figure, no matter what their figure is?
Yes. That is great advice. Okay, I do want to go back to talent. I know we've already discussed it a little bit, but is there any other advice you would give when it comes to talent?
I would say get a group of people that you completely trust in to watch you and critique you. That's not your dance teacher, your vocal teacher, your piano teacher, whatever you're doing, whatever your talent is, nobody that's coached you in that area. But get some people that do know a little bit about your talent or maybe have experience in your field and get their honest opinion, and then actually listen to their critiques and work on them, or, you know, just make notes of what they're telling you and then work on it from there. And I would do that several times before you ever get to the state. If you're working on local, you could probably run it by people a couple of times before you're local. Like if you just finished state, so we just finished Texas and the locals are just now starting, I think they've had 3 or 4. I would take that time between state and the first local to work on a talent, get some people around you, and then run it from there. Once you get to state, most girls usually tweak their talent, or some will completely change it, but most girls will just tweak it. But get yourself with some people that will give you honest advice that you're okay with hearing what they're telling you.
Yeah.
Which is not always easy.
No. And I think it's also not always easy for your parent or your coach to hear.
And don't do it in front of them either. Like, don't have your director there or your whoever coached you in that talent or your parent. Do it completely separate.
You know, it's so tough because it's such a beautiful thing when parents and friends are supportive and want to be involved. And it's not that they don't know what they're talking about. It's really more that they're just too close.
They're emotionally tied to it.
Yes, they're emotionally tied to it. And they are no longer able to be objective when it comes to how somebody can improve or where they need to improve.
Exactly. Exactly.
Okay. So for talent, I know I asked you this when we were judging together. But what is the deal with the faces? I mean, I definitely saw it during talent with dancers. And there were a few times when I saw it during fitness.
Okay. I think they're more pronounced in the pageant world than ever. But they are slowly, there are different faces in the competition world, but I think they're both hideous. It's one thing to be able to emote because it's the music that's behind you. It's the musicality, it's the choreography, it's the emotion in the movement. There's that. It's a whole other thing to pantomime. If you are that dancer that has been taught to make those kinds of faces, I would highly recommend just smile. There might be moments in there where you kind of give more of a face, but it doesn't need to be in every 8 count. It should feel natural. Don't choreograph your faces. Choreograph the rest of your body, not your face.
Yes, that's it. Don't choreograph your face. Thank you. Okay, last one. What about onstage question? Any advice there?
Oh, wow. I mean, it's hard on onstage question because it's so fast, but I they're probably pretty predictable. So I would be knowledgeable in everything that's going on around you in the world, in your community, in your state, and then also be a little knowledgeable in the entertainment industry, like what's going on there. But I would just be well-versed, listen to the question, and take a deep breath before you start to answer, to make sure that you're getting out exactly what was asked of you. I think sometimes girls will just hear like 3 words and then just run with it. And then it just keeps on going and going and going. And then the ding goes off and you're like, okay, that you didn't answer anything because you weren't listening. And I'm sure it's nerves, but just take a deep breath. You know, you're getting a question. Take a deep breath, listen, take another deep breath and then answer.
Yes, it's so hard. I always hated onstage question, but I do think it's important to remember that the judges are rooting for you. They don't want you to fail. I mean, we are all very aware of how hard it is to answer an onstage question. So hopefully that would put somebody's mind at ease.
And I would also say, like, of course you want to walk into the pageant being well-versed on a lot of things, but not everybody knows an answer to everything. And if you don't have an answer for that question, I think it's completely fine to say, you know what, that's a topic that I'm not very familiar with. I haven't studied a lot about it. The little things that I do know are X, Y, and Z.
For sure. Or to turn it around with like, you know what? I don't know about that specifically, but what I do know is X, Y, and Z. But I think hopefully people can hear that from the judge's side, there is a lot of grace there.
There's probably a lot of directors that put pressure on girls to have an answer for everything, but you don't want to answer something that you don't have a clue about and then just sound foolish on stage. Because I think that comes across. Like, I don't think she really knew what she was talking about.
Yes, absolutely. Honesty is always refreshing. And I think that's what you've hit on across the board. As you've been talking as a judge, as a director, what you're looking for is just somebody to be real, to be themselves, and to be authentic. It really is what shines through every time and in every part of the competition.
Yeah, I think so too. I think so.
Okay, I really want to be respectful of your time, but before I let you go, any final advice that you have?
If pageants are your thing, I would say always have fun. Don't put too much pressure on yourself. Have fun, be respectful, make connections, because I think pageant in itself is also a sisterhood. And I've seen, you know, from people that have actually won their state title or have competed in the system for a really long time, I can see on social media how connected they still are at different things. I would say kind of keep that in mind. Of course, you're there to compete and to win a title, but I also think you're there to have fun and make connections that you'll probably have for the rest of your life.
I love that. And it's so true. You know, the women you surround yourself with in pageants are truly the future leaders in your community. And I just think it's so powerful to connect with them now and then continue to empower each other through life and your careers. And ultimately, when powerful women link arms, the world can be impacted in so many beautiful ways. Oh my gosh, Shelly, thank you. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for asking me. This is fun.
So if the listeners want to connect with you or they're interested in DCC, where can they go to find out more information?
Okay, so they can always reach out to me on Instagram. It's just my name, Shelly Bramhall, at Shelly Bramhall. If they are interested in DCC, it's at DC Cheerleaders on Instagram. That's usually the easiest way to get a hold of any information that they would want about auditions. But yeah, Instagram's usually it's the one place that I'm public. But yeah, that's where you can find me.
Thank you, Shelly. I really appreciate it. I will put links to Shelly's Instagram and the Dallas Cowboys Cheerleaders Instagram in the show notes. Also, I'm really excited because I have some more amazing guests lined up who are incredibly insightful and I know will be beneficial to you and your pageant journey. So be sure to follow along and subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss an episode. And as always, if you're looking for personalized guidance, I'm here to help. I've been where you are, and I've been so fortunate to learn so much along the way. So you can find me on Instagram at the Pageant Masterclass or visit us at pageantmasterclass.com. All the info is in the show notes as well. I would love to work with you on creating that undeniable package that lets the judges know you're the queen they're looking for. This has been a Front Row Entertainment production.